Hashem, we're finishing up. Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Piva Kitzur, Shulchan Aruch, the end of Siman Kuf Chav Tes. Right, so Shoma Gansfried and Sif Chav Aleph as follows. Lachat Filos Mincha Hochan El Anar, after Mincha Rosh Hashanah, we go to the river Liskor, Schus Hakeda. We want to make mention and remind ourselves, remind Bimor the Schus of the Akeda. The Medra says, Nekeshahalach Avram Avinu Im Yitzchah Fenol Akeda. When they went to Yachtov for the Akeda of Yitzchak, also a Sultan is Atzmo, come on now, La'atvo, V'over Avram Avinu, Allah Shalom. We know that the Sultan used all the means at his disposal to try and prevent Avram Avinu from carrying out the tenth and final Nisayim. Arkenekach, that he turned himself into a river, or to all to go ahead and stop Avram Avinu from carrying out the Nisayim that was going to make him the Avram, to begin Klal Yisrael. To finish all the nisyonos, whatever means he had, he would try and get him to stop. So since Avraham Avinu ended up going into the Nar, Atzavur, up to his neck, and he said, Hoshina Elokim Kivol Mayim Anafesh, I'm going in as much as I can, please save my life. So to be Maor, that's Chus, and make mention of it, therefore we go ahead and have a minig of Tashach. Reason number one, the Odi Yishtam, there's yet an additional reason. Mnei Sha'anam Amlich Mayomas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleinu, so holding in a malchios, imulfone malchios kedisha tell nechuni aleichem to me malmacha kodesh bruch on Rosh Hashanah. And we know it's a derech limshach as a malachem etzalna to go out and anoint a new king for the purpose of the coronation. They often takes place by a river. The ramei shati moshech machusa, just like the river continues to flow. So to this will certainly allude to the idea that his kingship will also continue and be perpetuated throughout time. Two ideas, and we'll see. Once we get up to fish, we'll see yet additional understandings. Ideally, it should be outside the city. There should be fish if you can. To serve as a reminder, as a zecher, that we are metaphorically linked, we're likened to the fish of the sea that are trapped in a trap. So just like the fish get often caught in a trap, so too, we're now caught in the trap of death and of judgment, and in order to go out and be mahar ourselves out of tshuva, just like the Gemara says in Brachas, Hayim and Aleph, that the rigs of Yalta Chato, Emrum of Alcham, Amashkal Cham, and Domosela, Lolom, Yugas, Odom, Yitzar, Tova, Yitzara, fight it out, have the two battle one another, and now it's Chabutim, if you win, you emerge victorious, Kivaldik, the Yitzar, Tova wins, you can stop right there, Vimlav, and Imhelt, and you have to be Yikra Kriyashma, say Kriyashma, I'm not Chamutav in love, Yasek Batayra, I'm not Chamutav in love, Yiskalo Yoa Misa. So anytime we remind ourselves of Misa, that always serves as a schus to be more us to tshuva and to battle the Yitzhara, so to now we look at the fish of the sea, just like they often get caught in their traps and their nets, so to we're now ensnared by the things of death and the judgment, and it'll be more us, it'll inspire us inside us to go ahead and do tshuva. Otam, and there's yet another reason, the Simen Shalotishlot Bono Ayin Hara, that we shouldn't have any Ayin Hara be Sholei Tanos, Brachos Tavchafa Men Aleph, Bamitziah Pedalan Men Aleph, where Ulei Ayin Atzikri, Ulei Ayin Atzikri, Ulei Ayin El Ulei Ayin, to be Merami's, that what? That if we're Tachas the sea, beneath, hidden by the surface of the sea, there's no Lo Sholtim Hu Ein Abisha, there's no Ayin Hara that's Sholei over those who are underneath the surface of the water. Just like the fish in the times of the Dor HaMabul, in the times of the flood, they weren't adversely affected by the vices of society so rife, so rampant throughout the decadent and depraved society of the time. So too, we're likened to the fish. We want to say we're underneath the surface of the water. There should be no Ayin Hara. Not only are we not affected by Ayin Hara, we're not affected by the sins of society if you're underneath the surface of the water. And likewise, rights of Yonasan Aishitz and Abbas Yonasan and Teferas Yonasan, Kishuf, any kokos of Tumah, sorcery, black magic, and witchcraft, it can't be sholeit if you're beneath the surface of the water. Nothing penetrates beneath the surface, and we explain that based on the idea that the Yam belongs to God. It's not our world. The man can't control Mayim. We don't live in the water. We can't go ahead and conquer the water. That world belongs to God. Alpi Tehillim, Kapitel Tzadiyei, and Pasakei. Asha Loha Yam, who also the waters of the world belong solely to God, and we have no shlita. That's one of the many reasons we go to mikvah, not only on a regular basis, but befrat Erev Rosh Hashanah, and again in Erev Yom Kippur, to show that we're going to leave our world, our domain, and we're going to go into God's world. And in God's world, as the Shem Yishmol writes in a number of places, we're going to commit symbolic suicide. We're going to put ourselves in a situation in a domain where man can't breathe, where we can't live. That's why mikvah only works when you're fully submerged beneath the surface of the water. You're going to symbolically kill yourself, and thus what do? You want to emerge as a bria chadasha. I want to destroy the person of the past, and I want to emerge ger shenis gayer like a ger is tovah. We want to come out like a totally refreshed, reinvigorated, a ger kalt and ger shenis gayer kikon shenola dami. We want to be a bria chadasha mamish, and thus what do? We go in our birthday suits. We assume a fetal position, just like the fetus surrounded by the embryonic fluid. We want to be surrounded by water. We're like the fetus crouched in a fetal type position, and we want to be fully covered by the water. Only when we come out, only then does it work. We're coming out metaphorically, of course, as a bria chadasha mamish, having left God's world and now going back to the Abasha, back to the Aretz, and it serves as a gevaldige zchus going into Yom Neroi. So that's one of the ideas behind the mikvah. And of course, Ayin Hara is not being sholeit, and we should be zoch like the dogim, and nifra, and nibra, and kedogim. Simon told we should have the zchus to procreate puravu, just like the fish of the sea. V'yish omer matam, there's yet another reason. Ki le dogim ein gevinim eineim tamet pesuchos. They have no eyelids. They have no eyelids except for, we discussed this, David Feldman in his book World Imponderables, page 442, we discussed the idea that except for elasmo branches, or in the Encyclopedia of the Sea, there it's not elasmo branches, it's elasmo branchies. I'm waiting for a machria. Is the pearl of an elasmo branch? Is it elasmo branchi or branches? So two different eschos. Alkaponim, that encompasses the world of fish with cartilaginous skeletons like sharks and rays. Outside of the fish with cartilaginous skeleton, no fish have eyelids. Fish don't have eyelids, they just space out. They doze off. They don't go to sleep. No fish ever sleep. Mamelo, to be ma'or the siman tov, that just like a kodesh bruch, he lo yadam lo yish and shomei Yisrael, so to be ma'or the ena pekicha delayla, the eye that's always open in shemayim above, God is always mashkiach, God never sleeps. To be ma'or that idea, that thought, we want to go ahead and go to a yam that has specifically dug him. In addition, when the Malta Ephraim discusses in siman tov kuf pei gimel, he discusses the idea of eating fish on Rosh Hashanah. So the El Pamogin commentary in the bottom of the Mata Ephraim by Ephraim Zalman Magolias and Sifkon Chabez writes that that's another reason to eat fish on the night of Rosh Hashanah. Just like fish have no eyelids, we want to be ma'ore that Hashem, hinei lo yanav lo yishet shomei Yisrael. God never sleeps, we'll eat the fish that likewise never sleep. And that'll be a gevaldig zechus to go into Rosh Hashanah. It's not only fish. Never sleep. We did speak about the toad. We spoke about the bullfrog, land, the creature on land that also never sleeps. And in Richard Ellis's Encyclopedia of the Sea, when he talks about the albatross, we know the wandering albatross is the bird with the largest wingspan, and also the bird that almost never needs to sleep. It can stay aloft. It can go years without landing. Years flying in the air because of its wingspan and all the airlifts, v'chulei. So the albatross, interestingly enough, Kemat never sleeps as well. It's always in flight. Kemat never sleeps. It makes sense. It's always by the yam. The wandering albatross, they live by the sea. They feed off of the sea. Something by the sea. Why? Because again, it goes back to the same theme. The sea belongs to God. God never sleeps. The creatures in God's world, they likewise never sleep. They have no eyelids. They don't sleep. The albatross above the sea, which feeds off the sea, also doesn't sleep. And God's world, there's no time for sleep. That's why we have many gedolim. They're able to go without sleep. If you're living in God's world, that's it. Your mom should get an extra siyata d'shmaya. Like the sons of Rav, the Divrei Chaim used to say, he was blessed from the bruch. He pushed it, didn't need to sleep much. If you're living in God's world, in God's world, there's no such thing as sleep. So we have different reasons why we want to find places, dafka with dogim, with fish in it, but of course it's not ma'akev. Tashlich, as long as you find a body of water, if you can find a flowing body of water, that's obviously a deal. If not, you go to where you could see. Even any collection, any little pond of the sort, whatever you can do. You go to another place, Olaber, you go to a well, and you say the psukim yakamokha machulika that appeared in the Siddurim, the whole Seder Tashlach, Omanaram Shuli Abagodim, and you shake the hems, the bottoms of the skirts of your clothing. Again, we don't want to throw the bread into you. Can't go out and feed. We cannot let it go in to feed the fish. But we want to symbolically demonstrate at least that we want to cast from our midst. We want to cast away the chatam. We should purge from our midst all semblance, all notion of sin. And we should only have fresh clothing, which is what we do. Over here, Tashlach HaMitzvah is going to be after Mincha on the second day. We want to shake ourselves of all the chatam. They say that many chassidim used to follow the Rebbe to Tashlach. The reason was because they wanted to say Tashlach the Rebbe. It's because they said we want to go to collect, because the sins in the Rebbe are our mitzvahs. Even the sins, when he's casting into the sea, we'll take him, right? His chatan, mechulei, by us, the mitzvahs. So we'll try and chaparai whatever we can do. Of course, we try our best to do tashlich. And why is it after mincha? It's a good question. Why is the Indian to go? It's not ma'akev. It could be that after we have time to eat, v'chulei, that's the ideal time, but there's got to be more to it. We'll try and get back to it. Excellent point. Why bedavka? There's an Indian v'chulei. We know why Shal Shudas, they talk about why bedavka after mincha, but why tashlich bedavka after mincha? Very good points. But again, it's not likuva. I know in Eretz Yisrael, to separate the men and the women, they tell the woman to go before mincha, and they tell the men to go after mincha. This way we have some type of separation.
But the women don't have the chiyuv of mincha.
They don't have the chiyuv anyway. In Tashlich, we spoke about that. Rav Avi Yosef has a tshuva. The whole idea that kol kudas panima, that the women shouldn't go out, they shouldn't go, told the greetings. I think I mentioned once at an 8th grade in Hebrew Academy of Long Beach. So how did Shtark Chaim Berliner as a Rebbe, Rav Moshe Frucht on the roll of a Shalom, and he told us that in the beginning of his Rebbehood, when he was an 8th grade Rebbe in Hebrew Academy of Long Beach, and he was a Shtark Chaim Berliner, and he came into Hal, and he started introducing Musa, and he started telling the boys that when it came Rosh Hashanah time, everyone, I'm going to take you out the day after Rosh Hashanah. We know if you can't do Tashach and Rosh Hashanah, so you do it any day, and it's going to be until Yom Kippur. If you can't even do it then, it's all Shanram and Mechulei. So he says, you know what? Nobody go to Tashach. It's a big social scene. Anyone who wants to say Tashach, you can't get a better place than the ocean. You got fish in the ocean. We're right here on the boardwalk, on the beach. I'll take everybody during Gemara Shir time, and I'll take you out to the beach, and we'll all say Tashach together on the beach the day after Rosh Hashanah. So that was the announcement that he made. He says, this way you'll avoid the whole social scene, socializing with the girls, etc. So a father comes in the next day. I went, Frochtan, what's this Meshugas? You're telling my son comes over. He tells me, Tati, Dad, I can't go to Tashlich this year. What's going on? You're telling me my son is going for the girls? He's not going for the girls. He's going to say Tashlich and the whole Nusach and the Chidah, and I'll be the Zorakonis and all the Ramazim to the Yigamal Ekram. He's going, he wants to go to Davin. So he looks and he says, and I told his father, then you know what? Your son is either sick or he's a liar. That's what he tells you, but that's not what's really going on. Come on, he wants to see the chicks. Plenty of chicks right here. I'm by Atlantic Beach Boardwalk. There are plenty of seagulls all over the place. He'll see as many chicks, as many seagulls as he wants. I'll take him the day after Rosh Hashanah. That's what he told him. I don't think it went over too well, but he didn't try it again. That was it. So, yes, there's an Indian to separate, make sure it doesn't become a social scene again in Rosh Hashanah. We want to make sure to maximize our time. And that leads us right into Simcha Beis. After we come back to the Beis Knesset, Simcha Tashlich, Adayin Lo Agiyah Zman Arvis, Yizam Rechemes Marim Shalom Yavo, you want to make sure that you don't get Chas Shalom to just sitting around and schmoozing and shooting the breeze, the Dvar HaMetzelim. How should you spend your time? Ach Yasek V'Tayro, Oben Tehillim, Oben Sifrei Musa, Kikado Shayom L'Adoneinu. It's a holy day and we want all the schuyas that we can accumulate. Better to go in and maximize one's time. And finally, Sifcha Gimel, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, are viewed like a one lengthy day. Kedusha HaChasein, they have one Kedusha, Hosig in the beginning of Be'ah, V'chulei V'chei Nechleko, Rosh Hashanah V'chei Nechleko, Aposkim, do we make Belal Sheni B'Kiddush, V'chei Melech Yisrish, V'chei Metekish, Yom Sheni Shechiyonu Anah, or not? Do we make for the second night, do we make a new Shechiyonu? Ki'ish, Omrim, some say, came in a Kedusha HaChasein, and we already said the Shechiyonu Barishan, and it's Rosh Hashanah V'chei Nechleko, there's no point, it's one Yom HaRichta, dummy, it's Kedusha HaRichta, it's one extended Kedusha, you already made the Shechiyonu of the beginning. V'yakei Nogim, because of the subject, what do we do? Shevekiddush lo sheni manichan al hashulchan pichodosh. We want to take a new fruit. Shtei berachas shachianu shevekiddush is going to be chal on the pre. And you got to be careful. There was a chasana just over a week ago, and they served pomegranate. They served rebo. So you got to be very careful, because if you ate it within the last 30 days, you can't make a shachianu. So if you went to a chasana and Shona was catering and you had good gishmak, it was a beautiful dish and it's nice decoration. But if you ate the pomegranate seeds, you got to be careful. If you're going to make pomegranate, the shachianu was in chal. You had it within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, so you got to make sure to get a new fruit or to wear a begin chodesh, and it's better new fruit. Where the kulayama, you make a shachianu. By a begin chodesh, it might be totally in a machlokas aposkim. How much simcha a new suit or the like might give you, and therefore it is always safe. Take a pre-chodesh shem and eat it at least in the last 30 days. Then Melo, don't worry in a ma'akev, because sof kol sof we say to make the shachiano again. Ki anatosin ha'ikar kaposkim shumash etzorach lavar shachiano. Since bika we do all that, even though ideally we want to be yotzei all the shitas, but since we are nota, we're inclined like the poskim that say to make a new shachiano even on lel sheni. Therefore, even if you have no shachiano, you'll still make it. V'chena isha by halakas there's a lel sheni. If they make the shachiano azayo kaponim and mevshav shikut tovos begin chodesh otaniach pechodesh tei brachas shachiano gamazel and a michal on that and on the yom. Amelam, she doesn't have again, it's in a markif. Chena tekeya biyom asheni, emesholo yishlo libosh beged chodosh, emcha yom rishim shamas in a tzorch, ta adayin lebrucha shachyanu ala shofar. You don't have to worry like in this year, because we're only going to have shofar on first day in the Mitzvah Shem. We have the Bris Mila going into shofar, we have this year Shabbos taking the place of shofar. Plenty to talk about in Mitzvah Shem, we'll be able to find the time. In the meantime, have a wonderful night. And that's Lach Harab with all the Achonis, with the Slichas tomorrow morning, with the Mikvah, with all the Achonis, with the Yom Kodosh, Oyem Venara of Rosh Hashanah, should be Matzliach, we should be Niska, but then we should all be Zoicha to Oksivach Simataiva, and a good Gaben Shdor Moli with Simcha Yaseira, with Malz Abroch Hatzlocho, Siyata Deshmaya Baruch Lis Gash, with Kamila Demetov, Shkayach, and looking forward to Gvaldig Shabbos and Gvaldig Rosh Hashanah, a good night.